Tens of thousands of Ozzy Osbourne fans went to his hometown of Birmingham, England this week to pay their respects, Villa Marx reports.
As the lead singer for Black Sabbath, John Michael Osbourne, known as Ozzy, was often called the Prince of Darkness. But as his coffin was driven along Birmingham's Broad Street on Wednesday, the mood among the crowds who gathered to see him off was more celebratory than somber, captured on a city webcam feed. Six police motorcycles led a local music group, the Boston Brass Band. They performed classics from several albums dating back decades as many fans sang along. The route included a bridge now named for the band Osbourne fronted for almost 60 years, and it was there that his visibly emotional wife Sharon, his children and many grandchildren paused to add their own flowers and bouquets to the vast sea of tributes and messages left in the past few days. Chants for the singer rang out, and his family acknowledged the well-wishers, some returning the peace sign gesture that had been such a feature of Osbourne's onstage performances. His fame had expanded far beyond his musical career when he appeared on the reality TV show The Osbournes. It was MTV's most-watched programming in the early 2000s. His family had privately funded the funeral procession too, a poignant moment for Birmingham as it celebrated and commemorated a man that the city's mayor, Zafar Iqbal, described as one of its greatest living legends who had, he said, put Birmingham on the map. Earlier this month, Osbourne had been back in Birmingham for a concert at the city's soccer stadium, as captured by fans. It was his final public performance, and the first time the band's original lineup played together in more than a decade, with major acts like Metallica and Guns N' Roses helping raise substantial funds for charity. As his funeral procession passed through the city Wednesday, Osbourne's fans were back in force, cheering, taking photographs, occasionally bowing their heads. Some balanced on nearby railings, a few climbed a bus stop for a better view. One advertising screen along the route displayed a picture of the singer with the message, "Ozzy, forever, Birmingham will always love you." For NPR News, I'm Villa Marx. Mama, I'm coming home.